Hello, women of power and spirit. In our ongoing journey with Tipping Points, today we're going to explore relationships. Here are some things to think about as you're creating a tipping point in your life. You can bring that desire with you into the holding meditation, of course. Before you do, consider this. What will you enjoy about your life once that tipping point takes place? As in the previous meditation, let your senses come alive as you allow yourself to experience and feel right now your life after your tipping point. Experiencing through your senses is vital to your creation because you experience reality through your senses. So if you want this idea and its associated feelings to become real, it's a good idea to let your senses help you. Be aware that it is not helpful to think about creating a tipping point by fixating on current conditions. Rather, think of your tipping point as stepping into a new reality. It's far more effective to think of creating the way Buckminster Fuller did. He advised this: you never change things by fighting against the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the old model obsolete. Plus, it is a lot more fun to think of getting ready for your tipping point by creating something new, wonderful, and different. When you take your tipping point and that desire associated with the tipping point into the holding meditation, you can invite your senses to participate with you. See, feel, hear, smell, taste the new reality you are creating. Let it come to life for you. Repeat it often, allowing this new vision to feel real for you. You can trust that this reality is here for you because your desire alone means it is in the field of probability. Tipping points materialize through relationships with other people, Mother Earth, and your body, for example. They materialize through relationships. Let's say you're choosing to create a new career. Bring your desire into your physical reality by making connections with people. They don't even have to be job-related connections or career-related connections. Simply talking and spending time with people with whom you feel inspired and motivated starts the process of anchoring your desire into the physical. Frequently, those intuitive connections are the ones that lead you to what you desire. It comes through a conversation. It comes through somebody walking in the door when you're having a cup of coffee with a friend and a conversation ensues. It happens in our willingness to engage in those relationships. All right, let's look at another relationship. Let's say you are creating snow. Get outside and open your physical sensations to the feeling of snow on your skin. If you are healing, bring your attention to how your body is feeling when you are well. What are you doing when you are well? What are you enjoying when you are well? That's what calls it into physical manifestation. These relationships, that's where it happens. The clarity of your intention, which is what you're bringing into the holding meditation, awakening your senses to your new reality, that you can also bring into the holding meditation and into your daily activities. Your diligence, staying true to it, and the steps you take get you ready for the moment of your tipping point. I want to go through those again. The clarity of your intention, awakening your senses to your new reality, your diligence, and the steps you take get you ready for the moment of your tipping point. And if you center those those items around your relationships, your relationship with the divine, your relationship with yourself, your relationship with Mother Earth, your relationship with people and meeting new people, your relationships. That's where it happens. Now, some steps you take will get you right there. With other steps, it might seem like nothing is happening. Often when it feels like nothing is happening, something is actually going on in the background. And other steps provide you with immediate results. Every step is teaching you what you need to know to move toward your accomplishments. Every step. Even the ones that don't seem to get instant results are giving you data. If you look at the step you took and you look at your thoughts, your feelings, your actions prior to that step, while you were taking that step, and after that step, you are very likely to see something that you might be able to do a little differently that could generate more results for you. Or you might take what you've learned and apply it in a whole new scenario that enhances your potential to generate the result that you want, to move toward that tipping point. Now, when you aren't seeing a result, this is key. Maintaining faith that something is happening, even when you can't see the results yet, keeps the energy alive. And you need that energy staying alive so that it builds energy and draws energy to it. When you can sustain positive faith in what you can't yet see, you are opening up the energy of the universe. Now, here's something else to consider. A tipping point has a life of its own. So do your best to let go of the who, what, when, where, and why. It helps to let go of the need to work out the details or figure it out. Allow yourself to slide into the wondrous mystery of how these intersecting intentions and relationships are going to come together to create a tipping point. It's much more pleasing and effective to be aware of how you are going to feel and what your life is going to be like. Then let the universe work its magic as you deepen into the quality of life that this tipping point affords you. Remember, a tipping point occurs when enough small changes become significant enough to create something larger or more important. So in addition to your daily holding, remember to take a small physical step, at least one small step in the world, each and every day. Focus on bringing yourself into complete alignment spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically, and through your relationships. This alignment creates the environment in which it can happen, and then when the tipping point opens up, you are ready. I look forward to seeing you in the holding meditation, and bring to that meditation the relationships, the sense of relationships that you want to engage in to stimulate the energy for your tipping point. I'll see you there.